Welcome back to Through the Word, Psalm 145 today, a psalm of praise of David. As a matter of fact, it's the last psalm of David in the book of Psalms. But there's one other thing that also makes it special. It's an acrostic poem, meaning that each line begins with a different letter in the order of the Hebrew alphabet. And we'll need all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet today, and an inexhaustible supply of them if we're going to spend an eternity praising God in song, like Psalm 145 does. This psalm steps into the throne room of heaven itself and helps us experience the ultimate worship of God. Verse 1, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Being that this is David's last psalm recorded in the book, it makes us stop and think, one day, I too will have a last psalm, a last song, a last day. And each day is an opportunity to give God glory and praise for all he's done for us. Spurgeon once said, if I were to look back on all the days I've lived and found that there was a single day that I failed to praise God, that day would be a black blot in the book of my life. But David also knows that his book of days doesn't end when he breathes his last. He takes us in this psalm to eternity's throne room as he repeats the phrase, forever and ever. Verse 3, great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. If you've ever struggled with your thoughts or words not doing justice to God, you're not alone. He reminds us that we lack the equipment to measure God's greatness. We have telescopes that can reach the farthest ends of the universe. But David says, his greatness no one can fathom. In heaven, we'll sing for all eternity, and it will never get old. Imagine that. Even though in heaven we'll fully know God, he will continue to amaze us, constantly bowled over by new appreciations of who he is. It'll be like that favorite movie you've watched repeatedly through the years, but it continues to thrill and excite you the deeper you go, each viewing more brilliant than the time before. C.S. Lewis said, God will be like an onion that has infinite layers, but instead of getting smaller when you peel it, God just keeps getting bigger. But on earth, each generation is able to peel the onion more and more for the next generation. Verse 4. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. Think of it. This is why you're here. One generation told of the wonderful works of God to your generation. In verse 5, David catches what the previous generation threw to him, saying, I will meditate on your wonderful works. But in verse 6, he passes the ball to the next gen. I will proclaim your great deeds. It's your turn to tell the next generation who God is. But what will your message be? David gives us a sample of the things he told the next generation in verse 7. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he's made. Abundant goodness, righteousness, graciousness, compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love, good to all, compassionate to all he's made. Take your pick. Any one of these is incredible. And that's why verse 10 says, all your works will praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. Any of his works, in fact, all of his works, bring him praise. And you, my friend, are one of those works. But it's not just pie in the sky and glory days in Psalm 145. David's not so high in the clouds that he can't get down into the dirt. Look at verse 14. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. That, my friends, is one of the greatest things to praise him for. God is also there for the hurting, for those who fall. He lifts up all who are bowed down. And bowed down means under a huge weight. It could be under a crushing weight of guilt or anxiety. It could be depression. But the Lord upholds them and lifts them up. As he lifts up the broken, hunched over, their gaze goes up to the one who's lifting them. In verse 15, the eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he's done. David is saying that God provides for everyone and everything. Every creature knows where to get food because God provided it. The reason is found in verse 17. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, meaning God always does what's right. Always. And he's faithful in all he does. And it's not just for birds, bees, and chimpanzees. There's an open invitation for us in verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but the wicked he will destroy. The Lord is near to all who call on him, like a mom rushing to the crib of an infant in need, scared in the dark and alone. If it's milk, she gives it. For he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry, and he saves. And then he watches over all who love him, like that same mother watching her infant sleep. God is watching over you every second, 24/7. Verse 21 gives us the response to this knowledge. My mouth will speak in the praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name, and here it is, forever and ever. David said his mouth will speak in praise of the Lord, but his mouth is silent today because the next generation handed that praise off to the next one, to the next one, and finally to the next one, your generation. So how about it? That invitation, still here, still relevant. Let every creature praise his holy name, not just now, but when all generations will be gathered together around that throne, praising him forever and ever.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.